This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
Switch to cricket and let your flip era unfold by getting the all-new extraordinary Motorola Razr for just $199.99. Smile, you're on cricket. Pac-12 title game coming up on Friday. It's Oregon and Washington. It is the rematch. The two teams met back in October. Washington winning that game in Seattle. Washington coming into this game unbeaten. One of the unbeaten teams ranked third. They just coming off an Apple Cup victory against Washington. They've had some close games to close out the season, but the final three of the four games before the Apple Cup were against ranked teams, and now they'll play Oregon, who are fighting for that playoff position in the Pac-12. It is also, sadly, the final Pac-12 championship game that we will have. So I think many of us should watch on Friday night just for that, and just not only that, but I think this is a playoff game within the playoff between these two teams. The Pac-12 has had a remarkable year. I mean, the ranked teams at the beginning of the season, and yes, some of them sort of faded away a little bit, but there was a period of time where you looked at the quarterbacks in the conference, you looked at the teams in the conference, and was riding high for a while, and not to mention a guy we were talking about earlier, the attention that was going on Colorado. I mean, a team that ended up finishing in last place was still a team that people were buzzing about and talking about, so there was a lot of attention on the Pac-12 again in its final year. Elise Woodward joins us. She covers Washington, also covers the Pac-12, to preview this championship game on a Progressive Insurance guest line. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. How are you, Elise?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. This game, I'm really excited for it because it's a standalone game from the standpoint of the ones that are going to affect the playoff, this Friday night affair. And again, final game in the Pac-12, which is very emotional. But that being said, it feels like a playoff within a playoff. How do you see this game with Washington, Oregon affecting the way the playoff may look? Is it winner in, loser out, or can both of them get in?
Well, I mean, I think that obviously depends on what happens in all the other games. I do know this, that it is crazy to think that a 12-0 team that ran the gauntlet in a conference of multiple ranked teams throughout the year, 12-0, has a loss to what would, if they win, they're in, obviously.
Right.
But if they lose to the number 5 team in America, and that's their only loss of the season, I mean, that's incredible that you don't make it in. Like,
right.
It would be sickening for Washington Husky fans. I know that. So the bottom line is this team has found a way to win all season long. And I think for Washington, it's a huge boost to them. It has to be to the fact that they're massive underdogs. They're undefeated, and they beat the team they're playing earlier this year, and they're 10-point underdogs in Vegas. Like, that has to be good for their psyche, because once again, people aren't, I guess Vegas isn't believing that the Huskies can win this game. So lots to get the Huskies motivated for this one.
You talked about the end of the season against these ranked teams. The people who are analyzing this are saying, well, you know, Oregon's coming in this hot, and then Washington has been struggling, but it's three ranked teams in an apple cut rivalry game where anything can happen. Is there something to the conversation of this is how Washington is playing and it makes us nervous?
Well, I think a little bit in that, look, there's two things. One, Washington has found a way to win, and that's all that matters. It reminds me of the 2001 Rose Bowl team with Marcus Kyriacosopo that went and beat Purdue and Drew Brees. They won a lot of close games. They were just flat-out winners, and they found ways to get it done in the clutch moments. And Washington has done that. It has been interesting with this Washington team throughout the year that they had chances to blow the top off of a game multiple times, and then just weird things would happen where they wouldn't blow a team out, and there'd be strange plays. Like in the Apple Cup, right before halftime, they give the ball back to Wazoo. They score a beautiful touchdown. I mean, a crazy play that's tied heading into halftime. They have the leaping play in special teams where you can't leap over in a field goal situation. Like, just strange things where they haven't been able to just, you know, take teams out. Four turnovers against Arizona State, which is completely uncharacteristic. So this team hasn't played a clean game, a fully clean game offensively, and everybody knows they're capable of it. But I think they're waiting. Jalen McMillan is an outstanding receiver. He has been hurt. Finally got his first catch since the Michigan State game all the way back in September. And he's a true weapon. If he's healthy, that's a huge boost to the offense. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that Washington hasn't played their best offensive game in a while, and that it's coming.
It may be boring to talk about because the quarterbacks in this game are so great, but the offensive line for Washington, how solid has this been in keeping Penix upright?
Yeah, they've been incredible for 2 years in a row that they have kept the pocket clean, and they've got two guys that will be playing at the next level. Troy Fautanu, he's one of the few, maybe the only offensive lineman that I can ever remember wearing a half shirt when he plays. Like, he tucks the jersey up, and he looks like he's trying to be a wide receiver out there, but he is a bad man out on the left tackle spot, which is actually the strong side for the lefty, Michael Penix. And on the other side, it's Roger Rosengarten. And these two guys have been really, really good. They have given Michael Penix a clean pocket for most of the season, and he rarely gets touched. Now, against Oregon the first time, he got moved off of his spot, certainly a little bit. That's going to happen when you face a team that has the kind of pressure capability of Oregon. But for the most part, this offensive line gives him plenty of time, and it's one of the reasons why this offense has been able to move the ball.
It feels like a while ago, but the game in Seattle, what are nuggets that we can take from that into this game?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, with Washington being a 10-point underdog in this game, or 9.5, or whatever it is, when you went back in that game, Washington had a 28-17 lead. They had a double-digit lead in the third quarter of that game. And then Michael Penix went to the medical tent. And then they went 3-and-out twice. And that's when Oregon made their run. This was not a game where I just find it interesting that the narrative from that game was that Washington somehow got lucky to win.
Yeah.
Yes, Oregon missed a kick to tie it. They had control of that game. And then the offense sputtered when Michael went into the tent. And so, Oregon is a very good team. These are two very high-powered teams. They've got excellent weapons. They've got two Heisman candidate quarterbacks. And so I think that people are maybe undercounting Washington of just how good they are and how in control of that game they were until Michael got hurt.
You're 100% correct. I will point that out. In sort of looking at this game and previewing this conversation that we're having, I was surprised how much of it was how Oregon didn't win this game and what they did wrong rather than Washington winning it.
Yeah, and I think when you look at it, was a very balanced attack. Dylan Johnson was able to get 100 yards on the ground, which is the key. That guy is a hard runner, and he's a hard guy to bring down. He is a one cut and go right at you kind of a back, and he picks up the tough yards, and he's been very good in November. He's top 10 in the nation in yards per carry in November. Of course, he went off at USC, 250 plus yards, but he has been very good. He's a little bit, but the only concern is he's been a little bit bugged by an ankle injury suffered at Oregon State. And it's a short week. 6 days for Washington, 7 full days for Oregon, which is an advantage in terms of getting your body right in November and now December. But that's a real key. I think Roma Dunze is an absolute menace, and nobody has been able to slow this guy down. And Jalen Polk is interesting. This guy has as good a hands as anybody I've seen. And he squeezes the air out of the ball. But the last two games, the rain at Oregon State bugged them so much so he had to take his wide receiver gloves off. He had a couple of drops, completely uncharacteristic. And then he did not have a catch in the Apple Cup. So he's gone 2 games in a row, Jalen Polk, without a catch, which he had 30-plus games in a row with a catch in his career. Like, the guy is a big play machine. I expect him to have a big game as well. This team, they shine in the biggest moments. You know that.
Encyclopedic knowledge from Elise Woodward on the Pac-12 championship game. Now I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm really rolling along. Thank you so much for your insight into this game. And I know it's extremely important, but it is also sort of historic, the final one for the Pac-12. I really appreciate your insight.
Anytime. I literally cannot wait. It's everything we could have hoped for in the Pac-12 to send it off. Two excellent teams fighting it out for the last Pac-12 championship.
Absolutely. Elise Woodward, again, Pac-12 championship game. That's be Friday night in Las Vegas on the Huskies broadcast team as well as wake-up call. As we're trying to do this every game, all these games, when we did the SEC, we're going to be looking at a couple of others as the rest of the week. But this one on Friday night, I mean, again, the conference championship, Conference USA championship is going on too, and I don't want to discount that to the fans of that. But if you're looking playoff, if you're trying to figure out how this is all going to work out for the Final Four, this is the big one. This is the one that's going to have its impact. Oregon right now is super hot. I mean, almost dangerously hot. The amount of points they're putting up and limiting points. But this isn't Cal, right? They're not going to put 63 up on Washington. This isn't even a team like Arizona State or even USC for that matter, who they rolled over en route to this matchup. It's Washington. It's Washington. And Washington may have played close games, but in the end, they found ways to win. This is the final Pac-12 championship game on Friday night, and it could be very important.